Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, May 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, on May 27th, with an estimated finishing time of spring 2022, State Road 636 will be improved. Improvements include resurfacing, adding signals, improving drainage, and installing guardrails, curbs, gutters, signing, and pavement markers. Portions of the road will be closed during this time. Please follow detour signs and use caution in the work zones. For more information, you can visit cityofwauchula.com. Your local events. Do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort by calling 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. That's tfort@wauchulapolice.com. And Hardy District Schools and the Early Learning Coalition of Florida's Heartland will have their summer voluntary pre-K program. You can register for free at elcfloridasheartland.org. Once again, that's elcfloridasheartland.org. Your jobs here in Hardy County, AAA Apartment Staffing is looking for an apartment make-ready technician. 1 year of maintenance and handyman experience are preferred. AutoZone is looking for a part-time parts delivery driver. Qualifications include being at least 18 years of age and possess a valid driver's license. And the Center for Great Apes is looking for a maintenance and grounds assistant. A high school diploma or GED, 1 year of maintenance experience, and a driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy MIDDAY at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 98, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 11, extreme. Winds southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. The humidity is very humid, 56%. Dew point 70, the cloud cover 46%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, and chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon, and a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows around 70, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then the chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Peanut Commission's referendum got reaffirmation with a vote of 94.43%, the highest in nearly 60 years of existence. Georgia law requires the state's peanut farmers vote on the commission every 3 years. GPC's executive director Don Kohler tells AgriMarketing.com, our staff is humbled by the support of Georgia peanut farmers who invest $2 per ton annually to the commission to be used for research, promotion, and education. The USDA awarded more than $15 million to fund grant proposals to develop and expand the use of wood products, strengthen emerging wood energy markets, and protect community forests. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement while visiting prescribed fire and wildfire recovery areas near the Roosevelt National Forest in northern Colorado. The funding will support 60 projects covering a diverse range of activities from the development of affordable housing to expanding markets for mass timber, biochar, wood energy, and other emerging wood products. A nearly 20% decline spent eating out contributed to a 5% decline in food spending in 2020. In a USDA report on food expenditure, the Packer.com reports 2020 U.S. spending on food totaled about $1.56 trillion, 5.3% lower than 2019. Last year was just the second time in 25 years that annual total food expenditures decreased. The last time was during the 2009 recession.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The University of Georgia's College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences is reporting the Virtual Beekeeping Institute this Thursday and Friday. Professional and amateur beekeepers alike are invited to register for the 29th Young Harris College and University of Georgia Beekeeping Institute, to be held virtually on May 13th and 14th. Registration available through today, Wednesday, is $40 and covers 2 days of presentations from prominent beekeeping educators and scientists. The conference will feature lectures from a panel of experts on current topics important to apiculture, This year's featured speakers include Professor Robin Crew, an expert on honeybee chemical communication systems. Educational breakout lectures will cover topics from hive types, mite management, and strategies on bee nutrition and queen rearing. After the Institute, all presentations will be available for viewing through May 28th for all registered participants. View the 2021 Young Harris Beekeeping Institute program and register by visiting bees.caes.uga.edu. For questions specific to the UGA and Young Harris College Annual Beekeeping Institute, please contact the UGA Bee Lab at ugabeelab@gmail.com or call 706-769-1736. That's 706-769-1736.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10th through 12th, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street, led by banks, industrial, and healthcare companies. Inflation remains a growing concern among investors, which would be a major drag on the overall market if it takes hold. Tech stocks, which get most of their valuation from the future profits those companies are expected to earn, became less valuable if inflation decreases the value of those earnings. Commodity prices have been rising, particularly for industrial metals such as copper and platinum, as well as for energy commodities like gasoline and crude oil. The Dow dropped 473 points today, closing at 34,269. The Nasdaq lost 12 to 13,389. The S&P 500 off 36 to 4,152. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA last night, DeMar DeRozan had 23 points, and the San Antonio Spurs set a franchise record for points in the first half while rolling to a 146-125 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee had a 5-game winning streak snapped and dropped a game behind idle Brooklyn for second place in the Eastern Conference. San Antonio set a season high for points and a team best with 87 points in the first half. But elsewhere in the NBA, it was Atlanta nipping Washington 125-124. Indiana defeated Cleveland 111-102. It was Memphis over New Orleans 115-110. Golden State got by Utah 119-116, while Portland defeated Houston 140-129. In the National Hockey League, winners included Philadelphia, Edmonton, Florida, Boston, Vancouver, Nashville, and Dallas. This is SRN Sports. Two other winners in the NHL last night were Colorado and St. Louis. Major League Baseball, Jacob DeGrom will be placed on the injured list by the New York Mets with tightness in his right side. The move will keep the ace from taking the mound until May 20th at the earliest. The Mets say an MRI was clean of any issues. Team says it'll place the two-time NL Cy Young Award winner on the injured list before the series opener against Baltimore. A 32-year-old right-hander, DeGrom is 3-2 with a Major League best 0.68 ERA. A light schedule in Major League Baseball last night. It was Baltimore over Boston 4-1 as the Orioles avoided a 4-game sweep. The LA Angels got by Houston 5-4. In the National League, Cincinnati downed Pittsburgh 14-10, while Arizona defeated Miami 5-2. Interleague play, San Francisco over Texas 3-1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: the older you get, the more you'll need to keep a fire extinguisher close to your birthday cake. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.